But it was a factor. The same group came in as a result of political differences. The fourth group were criminals. Criminals, yes.
The guys of the religion.
You have to realize that there was an underworld in Europe. And pickpockets and murderers. And there, as a matter of fact, there's one Rosh Hashiva in New York. He doesn't know that I know. I don't know whether he knows, but he's already third generation. No. His aunt's husband, his great aunt's husband, came to the United States because he shot and killed the police commissioner in Roma. Now, I wouldn't call him a criminal. He was a political assassin. Now, these people ran away from the Shtetl.
Okay, what's the point? Now, I'm going to come to the
They came, they wanted to Americanize very heavily. In other words, they did not want to forget about the Shtetl, about the Constitution and everything else. And they, the only thing that kept them together when they used that term Orthodox. That's what I want you to get at. The term Orthodox was used because they attended an Orthodox shul to say Kaddish, which was a very different. But they weren't Orthodox. When I came into my shul in 1960, I found an elderly man, an old man, and they were Orthodox.
Well,
you know what the Orthodox was? That's when they became 65 years old and had to retire. The kids decided to come to shul.
And
some of them sat and learned a little bit, you know, to remember the thing. I remember
what you say is all true, but there were other people that...
There were very few. Now those, by the way, the few, when they established, for example, in Yeshivas of Yaakov Yezer, they established the Yeshiva Torah V'Das. These youth, their children, surprisingly enough, are remained within the fold, mostly, and they assimilated with the 1946 immigration. In the 1946 immigration came a different group altogether. They did not want to escape the shtetl. They wanted to recover the youth that they lost. So they talk about nostalgia, and their nostalgia is a little exaggerated. I'll admit it was an exaggerated nostalgia. But you take, for example, the Hungarian Jew. He's the same as he was in Europe. His Hummers, by the way, existed in Europe over there, not for Litvaks. The Litvaks are different.
Yeah, but not all the Hungarian Jews were in that category.
No, excuse me.
They had a very strong observance community.
As a matter of fact, you're right. But
talk to people from Hungary today,
you're right, except for one thing. When we use the term Hungarian, we're talking about really, you actually say Czechoslovakian. The Bukach, Ungvar, Siget, they're not real Hungary. They're real Hungarians, for example, in Budapest.
But I think you're underestimating the people that were observant in Europe and they came here and they couldn't withstand the Nisoyon.
I think that was a very
big factor.
Yes, and I want you to know that, number one, I'll give you one example of that point. I had an experience in your lab, I was in St. Louis, so I was friendly with a family. The family, one member of the family became a Rosh Yeshiva in Yale, Israel, famous person. I don't care to mention the name. Lo and behold, I had an experience here in Chicago. I walk into a house that has some dealings with. And I take a look, here's a man from St. Louis. Exactly, that man that I knew from St. Louis is sitting there. Turned out that he was not the man from St. Louis. He was the brother. And they looked alike, you know, it's like two drops of water. They told me, he said, my Meshugana Buddha. Here, he used that term. My Meshugana Buddha, you're coming on that. El Nu Shabbos Nu Shabbos. Do I have to translate this?
No.
Can't translate the Yiddish,
what about the Longs and Thorns?
So, wait a second. So this Meshugana brother who went to St. Louis became a rich man. And his son, Oshishiva, had three daughters. Each and every daughter married a Ventor room, and their grandchildren are from. And he, I don't think, had either one who didn't marry according.
The businessman, you're talking about the businessman, the brother, the only married brother, but not the Rashi. Who else can you criticize if not your own brother? That's right.
You take a look at the ones that you're talking about.
Which ones am I talking about?
The ones who never had to work on Shabbos. Yeah. Their children are quite, I wouldn't say all.
Unless they were Yekis.
The Yekis have nothing to complain about.
No, I'm saying unless they were Yekis, because Yekis are funny that way. You either you keep or you don't keep. The Eastern Europeans said, there are certain things I have to never, but that doesn't stop me from doing from observing other things.
Does anybody know the mocker called
very good. That's a correct quote, sir.
Does anybody know where that is? Because I told it to somebody today, and they said, where is the base?
It takes Hyman's Aaron Hyman. Also, Chachomim and Pishkameha has a whole.
Okay. I can't take it because I don't have.
That goes in Shiva Library.
Oh, yeah, sure. It reduces my weight to nothing. Oh, look how little I am.
Shiva Library in Kansas.
Did you see the Chicago Jewish News?
No, not yet. Why?
No, besides the crazy article on chaplaincy, which is there, which is a nice article, by the way.
Yeah.
There's all this stuff that's going on that he told me about.
In Israel.
No. In Chicagoland. With all the Indians, with Bell falling into this. I mean, who else besides Lopatin and Well?
What is it they're falling into? I didn't read that article. I gave away the paper. What is it?
You gave away the paper on chaplaincy? The great paper.
And Childress, yes. But that was the last issue, wasn't it?
I don't know. It's the latest feature that I saw.
So what is the one that's going on?
I don't call it the Yeshiva's Chobah V'Torah.
No, I don't call it Yeshiva's Chobah.
Whatever you call them.
Yeshiva's Chobah V'Torah.
Yeah. Fine. Whatever it's called, they are in Dundee, Chicagoland, over a weekend. I don't know which weekend.
Excuse me. Unless we're going to take action, they're going to.
I called today.
And
what kind of action?
Once and for all, we have to say that they are not part of us.
To remain on this call, press 1. Otherwise,
It's a very serious problem.
It's a serious problem when you have a rabbi that invites a known.
This is being recorded.
You're right.
You're on candid audio.
Very good.
Thank you
for your money. You know, I called the safe in this phone.
The words of the Mishnah, you know, Turkey Avos.
You should know that in the Hasidic sources they've brought in Likutim, that one of the rabbis said, I think it was... whether it was Pinchas Korach or someone else said, there'll be a time that what it says in the Perek, you know, Ayin Roya, Reizen Shema, Tachos Seyin Yitzob, there'll be something in the Mada that will record all of these things. He predicted all of that. I saw that. All right.
Well,
they're
not
going to
post the
process.
Right. My great-grandfather,
yeah.
This is predicted also.
Well, listen, a lot of people predicted. I'm talking about what they saw in the safer.
All right.
Well, that's also a question of a shot. Nola means already born. You have to be able to know from the fact that you see now what's already born, what will be in the future. If it's the future, you have to say Yulad or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Good.
Today, we'll sort of continue from last week's discussion on this. It's really an Indian that doesn't let go to some extent because it has its ramifications in many places about Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Yisurim, which we went through last week, I think, fairly thoroughly about some of the sources that we had there, you know, in Gitin and in Chulin, where what's the whole reason. Whether it's a mitam mishaker, is it a mitam that the Torah was gezer that way, and so forth. So there were different mekayos in that. They will have a bit of a hemshach of in the inyan where it relates to things that are very today prevalent. What's always on the seder hayom of an American rov, especially today, it begins not just with gimel gitin, it begins with gevus. Having to do with Gavus all the time. And here there's a sugya here in Yevamos, which is Megeya Nemonis, the Nemonis of a person. Yeah, how far do we carry the Nemonis? Like, there could be another, in the near future, in several weeks, we'll try to give a shiur on the Nemonis by Eid Echo to be Matal and Isha, where there's a whole. We know that there's such an Indian, although Drain Dovish of Erev of Baruch Mishnayim, but there's a whole Indian there in Yevamos and other Masichtas that we are Matnah. So here, we're talking about this Indian. We take a look here, and we're in Yevamos, Daf Mem Zayin Omer Aleph, where it says, Tana Rabbonin, Ushvatatem Tzedek, Bein Ishu, Bein Ochi, Bein Gevo. So, the idea of Ben Gero arouses sort of Rabbi Yehuda and says, Mikan, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Gershon is Gaya Bebezin, Harein Ze Ger. That's the clause. Be a Ger that had the Geras in the presence of Bezin. It doesn't go into details what part of the Geras and what not, because there's on the big Machlekes in Rishayim, which is brought right down into the Shulchan Aruch. According to a lot of Shitas in Rishayim, the main thing that has to be seen and heard by the Bezdin is Kabbalah Tamitzus. Mila and Tvila is a Machlekas. Rambam says you have to have basically both, and others say that you don't have to. And the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch mentions those Shitas. So
you don't have to have...
In other words, you don't have to have, according to that Shita. I mean, we don't do this Lachatzi, you have to understand that.
Yeah.
But you have to have, according to one Shita, the main Shita is... You have to have a bezin by every aspect of the Gevus, by the Mila and Tila and the Kabbalah Samitsa. Gevus consists of three parts when it comes to a male. And a woman is just Tila and Kabbalah Samitsa. But there's other Shita that says that the main area where you have to have Kabbalah, is a bezin is by the Kabbalah Samitsa. See, Rabbi Yehuda's not making any chilik. In other words, if it was Mila, or Tvila, even if there wasn't a Bezin, or wasn't a qualified Bezin. The Iker that is Ma'akev, where Bezin is Kabbalah Samitzah. That's basically Tesis Shita, Lavada Rishayim, and one of the Dapim here in Yevamos, which talks there. And Perik HaChelet says most of the main sources about dealing with the procedure of Gaelus. So Rabbi Yehuda says, as a ger and his gar beben, I was a ger. But this is important. They know the bein atzmar. Nobody around. He went through Mila, and he went through Tvila, and no one else. There was no bezin around. Without any bezin, is eno. He says eno ger. Now here he brings. So that's a statement. Maisa the echod shabul is made Rabbi Yehuda. Somebody comes before Rabbi Yehuda. We don't know who this echod is, but you see someone expressing the shining. It seems he was muzik as a Jew. He seemed to be muzik as a Jew. We didn't know that he was a Jew. Someone comes before Rabbi Yehuda, and he says the following statement. You know what? He says to him, I'm a ger, and it's implied, well, who asked you? Like we were to say today, someone comes and says, who, what, bezin? So he says, there was no bezin. I went through the process. I'm a gemalta, Mila, and I went through Tvila. He doesn't say anything about Kabbalah Samitz, but I'm a Kabbalah Mitzvah. But he says there was no bezin. Got it. So what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda, yesh l'cho edim. Do you have edim? Now, what do you mean, yesh l'cho edim? What he wants to say is the edim that you went through at least any type of process of gavus, because in by bezin, the sugya before, in Yavamas, is talking mainly the machlekes, but how many do you have? Do you need three or two enough? Two enough. In other words, two enough would be just 80.
Yeah.
But three is a bezin. Right. The maskana basically in Puskim is you have to have a bezin. But the Yehuda is asking, you have aiding that you went through the procedure? As if they have any aiding of this? So Amalei love. Nope. I'm coming from wherever it is, and I was Megaya there. So, Yeshua HaBonim, you have children, sons, Amalei Hain. So here's the point that we have to discuss. Amalei, Namanato Lissola Sasracha. You are trusted. We believe you that you went through a Gaelus only by yourself, which is not a Gaelus. You're not a Gaelus. But we believe you. But he doesn't say what the consequence is right now. But the atonem and lipsu as manefa. But you're not trusted to tassel your children, because up to now he's muzik. He's only one person. And up to now he's muzik as a Jew or so forth. So he says, all right. And but the whole question is, this is part of the struggle over here to explain. When he says that it was Megarat Beinim and Asrei, and the Yehuda says to him, according to your words, you were goy, or so forth, I mean, what are the consequences of that? He says, the consequences only refer to you. To passel somebody else, you don't have the nemonis to do that. Because up to now, you're Moses as a Jew. I mean, to passel somebody, your nemonis stops right then and there. But well, now we'll see.
But that has to do with the fact also that it goes after the mother, not the father.
Yeah, well, we'll see in a moment. Just a moment. Let's take one thing at a time, Howard. The Gemara is not finished here with this whole discussion. So that's what he said. So then the Gemara says, wait a minute. This is me. I'm Rabbi Yehuda Aboni Lo Mehemen. Wait a minute. A father is trusted to declare of anything about his children. That's a special privilege that the Torah gave out. And he quotes Tanya. His Gemara is quoted in many places. It says, by Kor, it says, the Ben is Yakir. So what does Yakir mean? Yakiren or Yakevik. He has the right to identify. Mikano, Omer Abiyudah. So Abiyudah said, on the basis of this Grosha, Yakiren or Yakevik, it means, Naaman Adam Lema Zeb and Ibichor, because it's in the context in Parshas Kisaytse, you know, that the Ben HaBichor Yakir says Yakir over there, Ukeshem, because there it's a question, man has two wives, Achas Ahuva, Achas Snua. So the real Bichor is from the Snua. So he might be a tendency have to say that will recognize the Bechor of the Isha Ahuva. No, he has to, although she's a Snua, he has to identify who is the oldest Bechor, who is the real Bechor. V'shem, Shenam and Lema Zeh B'ni Bechor, Kach Nam and Lema B'ni Zeh Ben Grushahu O Ben Chlusahu. In other words, he has a special privilege of identifying the kashrut status of his son, of his child. That's what he's focusing on. So how can Rabbi Yehuda tell him that we believe you what you say about yourself, that you're a goy, you're not, but we can't believe you what you say about your son. But if he says something about his muzik that he's up to now as a Jew, he's saying something about his son, he should be believed. And that's the point of the kasha. It's Omerat Nachman by Yitzchak, Hohe Kamali. So we have to understand what the Yehuda said to this person who says, Nizgayati Beinida Beinasmi. What did he really say to him? Lidvarecho Eved Kechovi Mator. According to you, you're an Akam, you're a Goy. The Ein Edus, the Eved Kechovi. You're totally, there's no Edus for Eved Kechovi. And therefore, so the question is this. So you're not believed. The whole problem is he's not believed Rabbi Allah himself. But the things that Yehuda says, Lidborecha to Akum. So aren't we believing him? When you say it's a riddle. How do we understand that? You're believing him that he's a guy.
We're reverting to the status quo of the
But as a guy, you can't say anything about anybody. That's what he says. That's what he's saying.
So that's what he's saying. He's saying I'm a goy. The goy comes to you and says he's a goy. You believe
him. Yeah, and
so we're reverting to the kaskaskashas of the children.
That's what he's saying. But the question is, but the fact is, when you there and yes, of Abonim, you do have children, and before, it's like a riddle. So are we? So why? Yet you believe him that he's a goy? So you have Nemanus. If you look at the point of Nemanus, you believe on Nemanus. So the Nemanus should go even according to the children too. So we're saying no. You only have Nemanus. So that's why the Gemara asked the question. So he comes back and says you have no Nemanus whatsoever. If you have no Nemanus whatsoever, you can't believe anything that you say. What is it? So that's what the case is going to deal with that. Because why do we accept him that he's a goy and is going to be treated like a goy, but he can't say anything about anybody else, about his children, you see, because it's like a chumrah. He's shoving nafshe chaticha v'atura. He made himself. He placed himself in that position. If he would have kept quiet, nothing would have happened. But he made himself as if somebody who's prohibited. So when it comes to you, okay, shove an option, just like someone, for example, doesn't want to eat certain things. Whether it's mutter or asa is not the question. Shove an option, chatira de sur, you take it that way. So the same thing over here. You say that you're in this gayate, beni, mafi, or goy. That's all. And after that's where it ends. You can't say anything more. And why are you trusted? Not because we trust what you say one way or another. We don't trust what you say, but you want to be like a guy, you're a guy. That's all. Now, that's the point. We'll see that in cases in a moment. So now let's go further. Ravina Amar, Barakamalei. Yesh Rechob Bonin, Hain. Yesh Rechob Bnei Bonin, Hain. You are a Zeta. You have grandchildren. Amalei, Nama Matar, Rishko Banecho. Here's a different thing. You're trusted to disqualify your son, the Ato Naman, Lisho B'nei B'necha. But you're not trusted to passel the grandchildren. That's what he's telling him over here. Now, here up in the Rashi, actually, does not elaborate too much on this. Lord Rashi says, if you take a look in the Rashi, Midasiv Ger Eitzel Shvatatem Mikan Omer Yehuda Ger Boy Bezin Ger. That's why he learns the idea that a Ger has to have a Bezin. So that's why he tells about the Meisah. He comes and he said he made a Ger without a Bezin. And Yakir, Et HaBechor, Ben Asnua Yakir. Yakir Ena Lachelem, Shimein Bezim Akir and Isai, Nam and all of Ovi Lema Zebni Bechor, Little Pish 9 to take the two Chalokim. Then Gushuhu, the Kayan Cholahu. He's saying that he's disqualifying him as a Kayan, he's a Chol. Then Aedis Levi Kehovim, Hoyo Benechel Muzokim. You see, that's the point. Up to now, he seems to be a Yiddish Obama boss. He's coming, and now he said, you know what? I'm a Ger, and it's Gayate Beni Menatzme. So that's, that today, you know many kinds. If you disqualify one chain in the Yichus of someone's proper Gela situation, it makes a big reverberation, has tremendous ramifications on children, on everything, on women, on all sorts of, so that's what he's telling him here. So he says, Lifsol is Benev, then Askalon the Yakir, the Atonem, and Lifsol is Benev Benev. So the way the Pshat is, why isn't he believed on the grandchildren? That the Torah didn't give that privilege. The Torah gave only that right to the direct issue from him, but not the grandchildren. So we have to see how this still plays out, because when it comes out that if he, according to where Rashi's learning, that the Yakir, he can disqualify the children, doesn't have to do what about the mother? That's what the Rishonim have to deal with. What about the aim in this situation? Because in order for them to be Goyim, in order for them to be Goyim, the mother has to be a Goyim. But supposing this supposed Geir married a Jewish woman. So ever, that's what Tesis is going to ask. Every Yakir Abor Bat Yisrael Ablat Kosher. So how can he beklal's father? So that's, you're going to have to see how this works out. It's not that simple the way it seems. So now, the Gemara goes a little further. Tanya Nami Hoche, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Nehem and Odom, Lema al Bnei Kotten, Rabbi Nehem al Bnei Godel. That's what he's saying. And the Omer, Rabbi Chia Barab, Rabbi Yehem lo Kotten, Kotten, Mama, Shalom, Godel, Godel, Mama, Shalom, Kotten, Yeshlo, Bonim, Zehu Godel. Godel, the Eimer, Bonim, Zehu Kotten. The Hilvisa Kavasei, Rab Nachman Bar Yitzchak. And the Dean is like Rab Nachman Bar Yitzchak, who explained that he said to him, according to your words, you're a goy, and you can ain't aid a slave with kachomim. You know, aid a slave with kachomim. It doesn't go into bonim, of nay bonim, or that far. Yeah. That's what he's saying. Now, the rest of this is where, actually, this is where the whole discussion, and with that we don't have to do now, that when you're saying a shir about Hilvis Gavis, what do you say to someone who's a candidate? That's in the next Gemara. That's the whole mucker brought down verbatim, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch. What do you try to tell a person? You try to discourage him. You make him face what he's in for. The Sfar, the Einish, the historical aspect of persecution and of discrimination, of everything, that has to be presented. So let's first take a look here at Tesis before we go further. What we're going to do in the course of today's shiur, as we go through the Teshuvos and comment on some of the other Rishonim, what they say, is because there is a whole shiur, at least a development of what is discussed here in the Gemara, by the Gaon Reb Shimon Shkabzal in the Sefer, the Shari Yesha. Because who starts to deal with this is the Sheb Shmaitzer. You know, the Sefer of Shari Yesha, just clarification, is built on the Shev Shmaitzer. It has seven Shiorim. So Shev Shmaitzer. So what Reb Shimon did, he starts out with each Shmaitzer, which deals with a different major topic. Like the first topic of Shev Shmaitzer in the Lumbus and everything else deals with Sfeikas. Starts out, Sfeikas the Reis El Chumra, but the Rambam says Sfeikas the Reis El Kula. And that's where Reb Shimon, that's where the Shev Shmaitzer goes off on this tremendous Pilpul and everything else, you know, has always attracted everyone. Now, just to digress for a moment, when I was in yeshiva, there was placed on the faculty Reb Noach Bornstein Zal. He was your Rebbe. Reb Noach Bornstein was not really appreciated by Talmid in yeshiva because he was a tremendous illui. He was a tremendous lamban. He was known in the Mir and all of that. But he gave a voluntary shiur as one night a week, at least from when I was in yeshiva for a while, on Shmaitre. He used to open up the... What? No, he was... No. He opened up the Shev Shmaitre. He didn't have any notes, nothing. And he started, and he was mafalpil. He went through, you know, you just, as they say, have the Halton cup. So, because it's a fascinating sefer. A lot of people have written things on it. So that Shimon's sefer, the master work of all this, is shiurim that he said originally and tells the yeshiva. That's where he developed his, for 19 years. He was a Rosh Yeshiva in Telz, and that's where my Rebbe, the famous Rav Avshatskis, was his Talmud from that time. And also that's why he liberally quoted the Mahalach of Rav Shimon in many different places. So anyhow, so Rav Shimon discusses this Shmaitza, and we'll see how it goes. But first of all, you have to look at the Tesis. Yesh l'cho edim. Perush, shenis gayata ben cho l'ben aslacho. The Tema, he says, Mio Iho the Bein and Gimel, but maybe that you, the fact, so as if to say, what's so terrible about it that you didn't have a bezin? Maybe the fact that you have to have a bezin is only a din on the chatchila. In other words, what's most important is there is a Maisa Galus. And if there's a Maisa, we know that there's a Maisa Galus, it doesn't matter whether there's a bezin or not. You see, it's a very interesting point. Because you can go into the chikira when you talk about giur, is the bezin a chelik of the maisa gavus or not? If it's just supervising or what, maybe it's only lachatchila. Maybe it's not part of the chetza, what we call of gavus. So Tesis is saying, as maybe he ordered in and gimel hayna dafka chatchila, but evet chad nami kosha. That's why it would make more sense. That's why he says in Cain. He says to him, but how do I know it's the truth, Rabbi Yehuda says? In Yeshua, aiding. But yeah, about aiding is lav ben ola ben aslahu. In other words, if there's aiding, it's not ben ola ben aslahu. And it should be good. It should have stopped right then and there at that point. So it seems that the man had told him that there's nobody. There was nobody around. I did this all by myself. That's all. So now, next Tesis goes into explaining Nemas Allah to Litzel Atzvah.
But what if it isn't? What if it isn't Lachatchila? Maybe it's even the Eved that you need to.
Yeah, that's what I want to say. That maybe the Eved, in other words, that when we talk about a Bezin, maybe it's only Lachatchila. But if there is no Bezin there, should be good. But the question is, how do we know the Maisa Galus? Maybe you're telling a story. You never went to the Mikvah. You know, had a meal of Hashem gave us. Mm-hmm. None of that stuff. You're just telling me that.
What's the asking the question?
That's why he's saying yesh l'cho edim, that this happened, that the maisa happened, not that the edim are like the bezin, that the fact happened. But if the bezin is part,
but what would be the nafkamina if it happened? If you need l'chatchila.
Yeah, well, because
you need the eved even. You need to eat. I mean,
no. So that's what he's saying. Maybe the eved you don't need a bezin. Did it ever, you don't need a bezin.
Right,
but you have to know, did it happen? That's why I said to him,
no, I'm asking, yeah. What if even did the Eved you needed three? In other words,
well, then it would not be an absolutely.
So you need, and he's asking, how do I know that you even did what you, what the
yeah, I, that's what he's asking. How do I know that you did what you're saying?
Right.
So how do we can know that? Anyone establishing in any court of law wants to establish that he did a certain maisa, you got to bring witnesses to the fact. So he says, yesh l'cho edim, that you did that. So he says, lav, there's nobody. So that is to say, I don't even know whether it happened. If it didn't happen, then that happened. Maybe you're a goy. That's the thing. But meanwhile, it brings out the chilik of the function of bezin, this basis. As little as this brings out what the function of bezin is, but without the bezin, it's not a chalais of gerus. It would be. So that's what should come out. I mean, that's where it comes out. That whole point when those that paskin, because it's a machlekes in the Gemara when it says mishpat, you know, mishpat ger, mishpat sibe, that means a bezin. Others say it just has to have two. Two is like aiding that it happened. They're not acting. They're just saying that the maisa happened, and that's that. You don't need a stamp of a bezin on it. That's all. All right, now let's go to the next one. Namanato lisalatzmacho hainadavka b'mili. That's only, in other words, you're disqualifying yourself with a statement, with words. The mashvei nafshei chatiha d'isur. That's what you're doing. Aval im bo al bas kayin, but if he lives with a bas kayin, lo potla. Because the point is this. A goy, you're just using the idea of lives with a bas kayin. Actually, it's any Jewish woman that she becomes, has a deen, has a deen like a zayna. She can't marry a kayin. But he talks particularly in bo al bas kayin, lo potla. But if it's only a chumra from his side, it cannot affect anybody else. So if he did a maisa with a bas kayin, she will not be declared as having a deen to be disqualified to kahuna. See, that's only his chumra. That's right. It's his chumra. That's right. Yeah. She would not be declared. She decreases of the sope of shame. Means same anything on me. Now we come to the point which I raised before. Where's the wife over here? If his wife was a goy, was originally a goya, or so forth, and now, according to his words, he's a goy too, so there's nothing to talk about, of course. Of course, we go after what we call matrilineal, descent. But let's say He says he had a gayless and he married a Jewish woman. A Jewish woman. One of Shah Barak Shayim, the Kaimalon, David Kahovin, the Evan Abu, Bash Yisrael, of Lat Kasha. The Vlad is Kasha. So what are we talking about here? He, Taman, he, the Mamza Lohavi. All right, because there's a Machlekes. The Machlekes in the Gemara is Evan Yakim Abu, Bash Yisrael. One says of Lat Kasha, one says of Lat Mamza. That's a Dina Mamzeus. We don't paskin that way. Now, actually, you have to be aware of the fact that when it says of Lat Kasha, there's another Shita of Rashi. There's another Shita of Rashi, which is quoted in Kedushin, that says that Evagah Bo Abbas Yisrael of Lat Kasha means the Vlad is a goy. Well, he's Kasha, he's not Mamzeus. He will have to have Tzila. He would have to have a Galus. That one, when you say two ways of learning Vilat Kasha. That's why there were Puskim amongst the Achrenim. You'll find it in the Pisri Tshuva. In Ebenezer, when they talk about identifying a person as a Jew or so forth, some are Machmer, that if a Goy lived with a Jewish woman and had a child, that child has to have Galus. The Bechaber and Chulchan Aruch, most of the Puskim don't Puskim that way. But some were Machmer. There were some that accepted that particular shita. Anyhow, so here we're talking pastas. These are Israelis. There's certainly a question about the Vlad Kosher. The he tamed the mamzel ohavi pogum miyahave, or hashtanami, the aim namon, pegumi name. The Yabihuda Yisrael, the Pekasor Yuxon, the bas ger zocher, the bas cholo zocher. He paskin. Now the daughter of the Ger Zohar is like a daughter of the Cholo Zohar, which makes her a Chlola. So whatever it is, but what he's saying mainly is, what about the Eved, let's say she's a Jewish woman, Eved Akambo, about she's royal, the blood there should be Kasha. What's the Shiloh about the children here? Yishlem, the Kasoga, Rebbe Yehuda, Eved Kohov, and Eved Akambo, about she's royal, Vlad Mamza. He holds that a Vlad is Mamza. The Peri Dalamises, some of the Rebbe Yehuda, since it's a lav to have anything to do with a goya, so therefore anything out of such an issue relationship is going to be mamzeus. So then he says, "What? We don't paskin that way. We absolutely do not paskin that way." Kach neman adam leima zeh ben grusha. So then he mentioned the Indian of Yakirenu. Does Rabbi Yehuda hold? Why is he disqualify him as a goy? Not having the power to identify who his children are, he does have such power. And you're saying, Einat onam and this was benecha? So, he can be any mention, Yaki Yakireno, he can say Zeb Nibchor, and Kach Naman to say Ben Grusha Ben Chusa, which goes above, like Bechor, has a lot to do with Mammon. They're talking about Yerusha. This has to do with status, with Yichus. Ben Grusha, Bechutzu. There's Reb Eliyahu in Paris. Nefaz the Natkalon Nidasi Ben Hasnua Yaker. Rei Mashal the Yerushalmi Peg Basa the Kedushin. V'loshan Hashatz Lo Mashal Hachi. Diktani Kishen Sinem and other Leimer Zeb Bni B'chor Mashma the Minor Gomer. It's not from the Pasuk. It's only you're carrying it through to its further. In other words, if the father has the power to declare his son a Bechor, he has the power to declare anything, that anything about his children. And then the Esh Meforsh in the time of Yudah, Mashmalei called in Amanon Alema, Zeb and Ibechor, Afilo Altinik, Bein Habonim, Kishayim Alkot Neshu Bechor. Now, if he says there are several children, now he's living with a woman, Jewish woman, he's married and everything else, and he points out there are several children. So he says that, let's say, the third child, he's the Bechor. Where are the two other children? From the wife? I'm not the father, so somebody else is the father. So they're mamzeret. Automatically, they're mamzeret. She had a relationship with somebody else, and these children were produced. So he said, this is my son. These are not my son. This happens all the time in married relationships today.
But she gave birth to these other two.
Yeah, absolutely.
Somebody else.
Yeah, but on somebody else. He claims that they are not, I'm not the father. I did not father these children. I fathered the third one. Siddiq Bein Abonim.
And that would be
automatically, he's declaring them to be mamzeret.
And this one's a
Bechor. This one, if he identifies them, that's my
record.
Yeah, well, but it's a Bechor of the Yerusha.
Yerusha.
There are two, you know, Petar Echem is one thing, and Yerusha is a different thing, that's all. In Cain, Arisha Mamza, Alma, Benaman, Lepaisle, Rodinami, Naman, Lemeshu, Ben Grusha, Ben Edisle, the Tachodim, well, Atzmo Naman, why is he believed on himself? I mean, you say he has no Namanas, we're talking about Namanas. Now, why should we even believe what he says about himself? You know, because somebody say, you know, Milo goes as well. Well, who say what he says? Especially the old Mizrachim up to now. He says, because there, Mishum Neshodei, he continues that point, Nafshe Chaticha Desur, and then it says, Einato Naman Lissu B'nei B'necha, Eime Ri, Dorach Epirush, Naman Ato Lissu B'necha Pirush, Kishein Lo Elo Bonim. Vein lo b'nei bonim. Ziyato naman lipso b'nei bonecha, kishi esh lo b'nei bonim. Is ein naman lipso lafil abonav. Because if he's not trusted on them, therefore he can't disqualify the same thing. Vein shvor loim ashiyo bonav psulum b'nei bonav shalem. Vein mashim b'som, the kome in odom naman al b'nei gladul, v'as ki esh lo bonim, mashim b'abno nami lo mehemen. So this is the way, basically, it comes out. Now, there are other particular problems over here that are brought down in the Rishonim. Now, Reb Shimon in the Shir, when he's dealing with this whole sugya here and trying to understand the Gedorim, these boundaries of Nemonis, quotes, of course, there are several shitas of the Rishonim that are dealing with this. One of them is in the Nemukhi Yosef here on Yavamis, the Nemukhi Yosef asked the Shaila, the he says this, Amai Yil Nesolim Afilo Hoyanama. And he has the same kasha that Pesach says. Ever Yakim Abu Abbas Yisrael, a lot of kasha, so what? So it's talking, now here he's very specific. The Ger, the Geyeris, Ushneim Hoyatainim Cain. In other words, when it says, Maisa Shabor, Echo, Lishnei, Rabbi Yehuda, is talking, he came there with his wife. Ger, the Geyeris, a couple. Really coming together. Yeah, this is what he's saying. And they were like, Hare Beneim, Eidik Echovim, Ushneim, Hoyatainim came. Hare Beneim, Eidik Echovim. So naturally, if it's a Geyim, the Pope did the improper procedure of, yeah, the children are all Geyim. You know, this unfortunately, we hear this today when we find out a couple, God went to an invalid Geyim, so and their children could be a generation later, and they're saying, and you have to tell them that you're not Jewish. You're not qualified. You're going to have to go through some sort of a year. That might seem, I hate to say it, it might seem the whole yom. Happening all the time. It's the most tragic type to me in dealing with the heroics of that, the most tragic type of situation. Because it upsets the whole family, and sometimes those who are the children are formed. They could be in a yeshiva. And they find out later on, oh, this and that, and somebody questions them. Because up to them, they're what we call muzokin. So it's so relevant, and that's why they're victims. No fault of their own. And that's why Galus, if it's done, should be done properly. Otherwise, it goes through, hits the generations. People are engaged to get married. And if they have to go, they're not really Jewish, and they have to go through Galus, maybe it's a girl, and she's not going to marry a Kayan. You have to break off the whole business. You know, it's the reverberations. It happens all the time. I'm telling you. All the time it's happening. It's unfortunate. The hang cause of... The Nuke Yosef mentions that both of them came. They were both originally Goyim. That's the point. And now, according to what they said, when he says, Akamato Soshi. So therefore, you can't say ever Akamato Bashishor, can ever was a Bashishor. There's no way to be Mata that way. And that's what the Hidvor says too. However, the Shimon asks, in the Taina of the woman says the same thing. He says, My Nafkemina Betaina Sa'ein. He is Namon, and basically, Mitam Yaka Lema Shahaben Ben Nachris. You can say, this is not my, just like he says, this is not my son, he's a mamzer, whatever it is, from a goya. He can say that. Lotel Hakosha. Her Hakosha is not going to help. And he says that Ramban is also Mayach on that. The Ramban brings up the Raiva, there's the same Kasha that the Nuke Yosef said. Why, what's the problem here? Ever Rachman Boa Bash Yisrael, the brother's kosher. It should be the mother's kosher. That's what he asked him. And he says, the Nichalei, the Ger B'Yehelesu, same answer. Ger B'Yehelesu, see the Rukhshenim of thinking, the same line of thinking. Both Ger B'Yehelesu, Boa Lifnei, Rebbe Yehuda Boa, Muzokim, Lonu, the Yisrael Maya. Up to now, they were nice. They seemed to be a Jewish family. Muzokim, all of that. The Kashali, so the Ramban says, Shahili Dvorav Hakol Tori, the Gehusa Shalisha. That happens to be the whole fulcrum on which everything is turning over here. If the mother is not, everything falls away. But if the mother is there, so who cares? I mean, so it's certain details, but it's not the main aspect of the Gehus. It's not even necessary. So, he's saying the Ain Ha'av Nama Lisol as Isha, Lo Isha Nama Namenis Lisol as Menor. Because what's interesting in Halacha, and I've heard that many times in different Shiurim, the Teva gave only the father the power to Yakir. It doesn't give that power to a mother. Interesting, that's the point. I mean, what the feminists will do about it, but that happens to be the Halacha. That if a woman says, this is said to me, You have to bring witnesses that you can't trust the word, whereas the man has the power of, you know, that he's a legitimate Jew and says, this is my son. You accept it that way.
If there was no husband, would she be believed?
What?
If there was no husband,
she probably would not be believed.
She would not be believed
on that. She has to bring more things. It's only the Hakor, that power of Yakir, is given to the father. So I remember many years ago at RCA convention, who gave a shiur about that? The late Rav Bach from Baltimore, the big Talmud Chacham. I knew him from, remember from the yeshiva. And he gave a whole shiur. That was one of the emphatic themes right throughout. The Teva only gave out that power to the Av. Anyhow, so Velomo Yitzchak Leimah the Berecho, so he's saying this. Ein Av Nehem and Lissor is Isha. Ro Isha Nehem has Lissor is Belor. Velomo Yitzchak Leimah the Berecho Nochiyato. Why do you have to say Vizvorecho Nochiyato? There is no Nehemonis here. So that's it. So Mintema who Nama Malabonim the Ishalat, maybe the woman is believed what she says about herself. Although Kaven Shaben Nifsul Bidi, but whatever she says can be to disqualify Bidi Bura. If she says about herself that she's a Goya, so you don't have to say she's not pointing a finger at the son, it's Mamela that the son is a Goya. That's what he's saying. So therefore, since you can't disqualify him, so we can't believe her. You know, it's part of this riddle. It goes back and forth. Where do you stop? Where do you make a demarcation point, and you'll see what we're coming to in the Nemanis over here. Can you divide the Nemanis or not? In other words, I don't want to run ahead, just like you have in Shas, Palginin Dibur. There's a concept of Palginin Dibur. Someone says, Pleni, Ravani, Livetzeni, that the person was involved in this terrible Aveva. So that's what the Gemara says. I mean, without going all the details, it's very complicated. It says, who the Acham is starving Lahore go? He and somebody else can be witnesses to have that the perpetrator executed. But he's not Naman Legabiasa. It's Palginin Dibur. The Gemara has a lot of kashas. Liborecha Roshata. That Rosh is not partially aided. That's good. But I'm saying that's Palgin. Now, the same thing here, we're not talking about Palginin Dibur, Palginin Nemonis. That's a term that is not found directly in the Gemara, but the Achreinim use all that terminology. If you look at the Shiurim of the Rosh Yeshiva, I mean, I heard that in Yeshiva my time from Rav Shatzgazel, that Shimon has in the Shiurim, and in the Bircha Shmuel from the Bor Be'er of Kamenetz, he also uses the terminology Palginin Nemonis, so forth. And the question is, when, how far does the Nemonis go? Because what we see over here is that if the father has the power to recognize who the son is, that's an inyan of Nemonis. But does he have Nemonis on all other inyanim that relate to that? So we're separating it. It's a question of a separation. So here, further in the so Reb Shimon says the following when he looks at this Ramban and all, he says Mashakosha, what the Ramban said, the Ishanem Monasal Atmo, Bishaim Labanim, the Yesh Labanim, Ainanem Anasal Atmo Tamua. He says this is a Pella. Why? Rishaina Mesa Tamti and Anasal Atmo. Why should she be believed? Hello, Adam. His core of Eitz al Atzmo. V'im nemenes al Atzmo, kishein lo bonim, v'om lo sei nemenes al Atzmo, kishies lo bonim. What's the difference? So he says, v'im neime mishum de lo palginin ha-nemonis. Here's his expression. This palginin ha-nemonis. That's the chiddush. You don't find that expression in the Gemara. It's only palginin debur, which is clear, word this way, you know, the ainsi, the retaini, you go this way, you go that way. Here it's the nemonis. And along with Kol Makom, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Ne'eman Ator Lisa LeSatzlecha, Inetol Ne'eman Lisa Benecha. So he says that the Ritvah, up to now he hasn't mentioned the Ritvah. He mentioned the Nuki Yesiv, he mentioned Ramban. The Ritvah says Ne'eman Ator Lisa LeSatzlecha, Vin Tema Lo'ein Odom Meisim Atzma Rosha. You're declaring yourself you did the wrong things and all. Yeshlaim the Zel Be Yisrael Gomer. That's where we're talking about. A Jew knows what's right. You can say about a Jew, you're a tzaddik or a rasha. But when it comes to goyim, you can't use that terminology. It's not clear that he's Jewish right now. That suffix was, in the Seder, was brought up. So it's only on the basis of chazaka that we're considering that they seem to be Jews. Ela shohoyim muzah b'chapi omim rabim. In other words, it's not a problem of nemonis, lipsol, but when you say the word lipsol, means you're using the direct words as a nemonis. It's like Tesis says, Shalinafsha Khatira de Sur, it's a making a chumra. He has also the Vasisol, the same, Bolshar Chumas Akum. So he's saying that the fact that he should be believed on himself, because it's not clarified that he's Jewish and not getting Naman on his children, so he said, Reb Shimon, this is a very difficult thing to understand. Why don't we go all the way, one way or another? So that's why he has to come to the conclusion, it seems that Chazal and the Vishenim held that there's an inyan of Palginin Nemonis, that you take the Nemonis up to a certain degree as far as what the Torah gave, but you can't carry it all the way to its conclusion. There's a difference, like here in the case where Reb Yehuda, said, Yaki Yakirenu, only the Hakor, but when it comes to all other things, you can't do that. You can't go further there when it comes to those aspects of the Nemonis.
Where's and, the Shari Yosher?
What? The Shari Yosher, you'll take a look. This is a reprinted, I have I remember many years ago I had the original publication. It was in one big fat volume. It's large. It's not reduced. The Shar Yosher is Shar Vov Perik Yud Gimel. He deals with this. I mean, there's a lot of things here. You could spend hours because Shimon analyzes one thing after another, going further in different situations. What is important also is that when we're dealing with the structure, called the structure of the power of Eid Echod Naaman, we say Eid Echod, we said it in the last year, Naaman Bisurin. This Chatecha is kosher, this Chatecha is Chelev, this is that, and so forth. Now, there's a certain Chiddush, it's really not a Chiddush, it's really the Pshat, but the Rambam states, the Shemaitzah brings it not only in this particular, in that particular Shemaitzah, but in other places, and I remember hearing it in the yeshiva, that since an Eid Echod is Naaman fundamentally on a Metzias, not on a Maisa. Stop to think about it. He's on a Metzias. He says you have here Chatecha Chelev and Kosher. We don't know which is which. Comes an Eid Echod and says, he doesn't talk about anything that's happening. I know that that piece over there is Chelev. He's belief. He's Naaman. But he's not Naaman on a Maisa. For example, an Eid Echod sees Reuben beating up Shimon. As he comes and testifies, he's not accepted. Up his time, ate him. Welcome, Dover.
But the mucker from a woman counting.
What?
That's a Maisa.
No, it's...
That's a Maisa, no?
Yeah, no, it's not called a Maisa. Even the taste is there in Gita, if you remember, that it's not a Maisa. They said it's a concept. In other words, it's a counting, but it's not a Maisa that people did certain particular things. It's just a counting. It's an utterance of certain thing which he kept a certain cheshbon. That's the way you look at it. And that's basically what it is. It's a matter of we trust her that she counted right. But it's not a question of seeing a particular Maisa that would involve
a
Danish.
You call that a Matthias?
Well, it's like a Matthias. It's her. I mean, we trust her to establish the Matthias. That's the point. She's establishing Matthias. Now, what I'm going to point out, you take a look. Now, that's a very important concept there in the Rambam. Turn the page over. You see this Rambam here, and you'll see that difference, how it emerges. The Rambam's here in Hilvestan Heaven. Tehrik says Zion. Allah above. Eino tzorach shnei eidim lamalkas ela b'shas maisa. In other words, if they see someone doing an aveva, let's say eating chalas, and he was warned and everything else, so who can charge and who can? They can only be brought to Bezdin, not by an eidah. If someone accuses him, whatever it is, no. Shnayim. There has to be two. Lamalka, to get the Einish. Now, the Shas Maisa, Avol Isa, these are very famous. I remember this was repeated over and over again in the yeshiva. Isa Atzor Be'ed Echad Yulzak. The Isa is established by an Eid Echad. Now, that's the big Kiddush of it. Let's say an Eid Echad established that this piece of meat over here is Chalif. It's Osir. It's accepted. Then later comes Reuben, and he's warned by the proper Hashvah, and he eats from it. So then if the two ate him, saw him eating that, he's high of Malkus. Although the Isa was established only by Eid Echad, but it's not an Eid Echad on the Maisa. He can establish the Messias. That's what he's telling us here. Ketzad, Omar, here's the case. Eid Echad, Chelav Kloyas, who's there? That's the Isa the Haisa. Kili HaKerem Heim. These fruits are Kili HaKerem, which is Isa Raisa. Grusha O Zaina Isha Zu. This woman is a Grusha O Zaina. Let's say Kayam on Samaria. So then, going back to the food, the Ochal O Ball, the Aidin, Acha Shehisubo, Arizel Leicha. Acha Pisha Iko Isha, the Aidahot. The Messias, although it was established, that's the Dean of Nemonis. It's not on the Maisa so much, but on establishing a certain situation where eight echad has is it to be accepted as nemanus. The medvar the malinshlo hikisha aid the aisha kol the haisha. Yeah, in other words, somebody else.
Or the person who
It could be. That's right. Avrim Omer Eino Chelev Zeh, the Zu Eino Gerusha, the Ogel Obo Acha Shehikhish, Eino Leika Chiyikvo Isa Shneyedim. That's the point.
It could even be the same.
That's right, it could be. The same question. He has the power of Akasha. Because why do you believe him over him?
Right.
That's the whole point. That's why in the Gemara where they talk where someone says, this is Chelev, and later on it says, Achalti, but he says, Nezer Aisi, or something like that. When it comes to the Korban, he doesn't have to bring a Korban. You can trust them. This question, that's all Sugyan, but Messiah, with Amigo, and so forth, and so on. So this deen of Eid Echor is a Yisayid in their Manas. Not so much in creating and in establishing the Messiahs, but you're able to believe them. Whereas on a Meisah, you have to be Al Pishnai and Eidim, you're from Dova. Now that there was a Meisah, you have to have the two Eidim in that particular situation.
Would one
Eid
be believed
that
he was
Machal Shabbos?
Would that make him a Rasha? That we wouldn't let him, let's say...
No, you can't, because he could be Makrish. I mean, if he doesn't not Makrish, so then you have a problem. Right? You deny that you're... I mean, you're one against, fooling against Shimon. Whose word do we take? That's all. Many times there's our question. You can't accept that. Well, sometimes there might be what we call, like in matters of Ishas, this comes up, what we call Haglayim Ladova. Sometimes there's something that is, you have no real witness, whether it's a Kola de lo Pasek. You have in Simon Yud Aleph and Ebenezer, and it's brought from the Gemara that you have both in the Bummers and other places, where it seems that there's something going on between this Ishas Ish and a certain man. There's no proof. There's not even an eight effort. But it's a kol of the lopasik, so it's enough to be cheshish on a particular thing when you have other things that can create a certain situation. But you can't jump to immediate conclusions. You have to be very careful in ruling on that. So the eight echod is not going to be the only place where eight echod, I said is the last year, mean I need a reisha, is believed on a maisa that happened or didn't happen. Is by Saita. Let's say the woman was closeted with a certain man who the husband said Kinu Vestira, and then Eid Echod somehow looked in on it and said the woman is coming. So ordinarily Al Pishnai made the offer, you couldn't accept it. Doesn't mean anything. But the Torah says in this case, because that's where the Raglayim Dover comes out, there was a Kinu Vestira, there's something going on, so the Torah says an Eid Echod is sufficient to establish that she is Tomei, there's no Mayim Ha'Me'orim, and she can't live with a husband. Absolutely not. You know, you have to give her a get. And the same thing by Egla Rufa. The same thing about if it's established where they know that a certain person is the murderer and so forth, so they don't go through the process of Egla Rufa. All you need is Egla on that. That's the way, those are the exceptions, the big chidushim of the Torah all the time. But eight effort is accepted on a Maisa, not on a not on just on the Messiah.
Is that
well, that would be a thing. See, today what they try to do when it's a case of patrimony, you know, of establishing fatherhood, yeah, what we talk about. You know, then they have blood tests, they have DNA tests, but they were originally before that was blood tests.
Yeah, right.
Then it was DNA, which is a much more accurate. It's accurate to almost to a trillion of us.
Yeah.
It's amazing its accuracy. What's interesting is, when they talk about a blood test, I happen to have the Kavis Chubas of Rabbi Yashik, and he has they ask him a shayla. I found... He says he doesn't accept the blood test. They bring a miser, there's a famous miser of Sadia Gaon, one that identifies something through Dom or so forth, the whole question whether it's acceptable or not. He rejects that. He doesn't say anything about DNA. So who works on DNA? I mean, the time when we were dealing with the Twin Tower mices with the Adonis identification of bodies, of pieces, with everything else was awesome. So there's the Kehil of Rav Wagner, the Bnei Brak, who was studying Haror, worked on this concept in Halacha of DNA, and they came up with the idea that it's enough to make it very core of Levadai. So, you know, someone who's in the scientific world, at the same time as a Lamdan, would say it's more than just core. It's basically as much as a Matthias as you can imagine. You realize there's no question almost on it that the concept of Tosh is so far off. We're talking about where it's done legitimately, we're not talking about Zeus or so forth. And that's very important in identifying identification.
But
we use it. The reason I kind of to anybody that would say that you can't use DNA, I would ask them this, Shaila. In the history of Aguna, of being Macho Aguna, there first it started out in Europe, first there was the Bertillon method, which later in criminal investigation, where they investigate all certain habits and characteristics of a possible suspect, then fingerprints. The Tvias et Vos, can that be relied on in establishing a stock or so forth? So Rav Yitzchak Hahn and many others postulate that you can. And that's the way it is. It's on fingerprints. DNA is much more accurate than fingerprints.
Fingerprints are not accurate.
But I'm saying it's pretty accurate. But they rely on that. So I say.
Today, no, they say that it's not accurate.
Well.
And they're not using it. As a matter of fact, it depends upon the interpretation.
Yeah, but they do. They do use. They use the fingerprinted method. I can tell you when that one had a burglary in my house. Years ago, the police came and they were dusting all because the perpetrator came to a window.
But in court,
and the Rebbetzin was out for a walk. Mm-hmm. When she came back, she saw him. He was up in our upstairs bedroom and he saw her. It was a white guy. He ran into the other room and he got out through the window, which is like a little second, you know, I have a split level. Mm-hmm. And you can see he had cut through the screen, but the police said he must have had a partner because there was no sign of any ladder or anything else. He must have part of that, you know, he jimmied him up, he jacked him up on his shoulders, and that's when he went in.
But did they catch him?
No. Nope.
Okay. Even though they had.
They were first thing. So, you know, the mice I can never forget were still on Peterson. Everson called me up about 11:30. He said, "Hurry up! There's a robbery in the house." So, you know, in police language, robbery means, you know, sue your day, happy. It was a burglary. But so I charged home. I jumped out of the office and ran home. The police were not there yet, and she had called the police. So I come in. And, you know, I come in. Then later, after I come in, so two squad cars come, and one of them is a sergeant, and he wanted to know from why they didn't come that quick. He says, because that car was in the area. It was a few, not too far away. If the dispatcher would have needed, they might have caught the guy. Yeah. Well, the first thing it is, they went into the alleys looking in the dumpsters to see whether they threw anything away. Because what they took was, and we never had it replaced. They think they go to draw, they throw everything out. Rahman al-Islam, shouldn't happen. They took our Shabbos sterling silver. They took all of that. They missed maybe one thing. They must have been watching all the time. I don't know. They probably might have watched the house when the Rebbetzin used to take her daily walk down the street. I had a feeling since it was a white guy, it might have been, you know, there were Russian and I didn't know whether he was a guy, Russian or Jewish maids or housekeepers and all. They have friends. When they talk, they come to pick them up. They know where they're. Whatever it was, they came. They came. So the police, all of them, was a policewoman. She said to the Rebbetzin, "You, that he not, you could have attacked her." You know.
Sure.
The white guys from the fingerprints they found out. No, they dusted for fingerprints. I'm going to get phone them.
They're
going
to
him. Yeah, that's what the...
this call.
Yeah, that's what the...
Otherwise, your conference will end.